An international authority on the toxicity of malaria drugs believes the Australian Defence Force should have known an anti-malarial drug was too dangerous for widespread prescription before it compelled thousands of diggers on deployment to East Timor to take part in a trial of the drug. The Australian Defence Force is calling on past or present soldiers who believe they are suffering mental illnesses caused by mefloquine to come forward. The Return Services League has strongly criticised the Defence Force for prescribing the drug in the first place, and tonight the criticism is coming from abroad. Dr. Remington Nevin is a former US Army doctor and specialist in the lasting neurological and mental health effects of mefloquine.
Well, in the most extreme cases, mefloquine intoxication can cause a manic, dissociative, paranoid psychosis, which can often be associated with extreme acts of violence. These more extreme symptoms are predicted by the onset of subtle prodromal symptoms, things often as mild as vivid dreaming, nightmares, or insomnia. And I really question whether it can be used safely at all, given the very difficult requirements for its use outlined in the product insert. While our awareness of these dangers is certainly much greater today than in the past, it appears that in the past, a number of service members were inappropriately exposed to the risk of this drug without adequate warnings and without appropriate subsequent follow-up.
What's your understanding of why that might have happened?
The ADF has never used mefloquine preferentially on a large scale, with the exception of a period in the early 2000s when mefloquine was used on a widespread basis among peacekeeping troops in Timor-Leste. And during that time, a few thousand troops, or over a thousand, were exposed to mefloquine, some without knowing that they were receiving mefloquine, and this is a very unusual and frankly shameful period in the ADF's use of this drug.
Why do you say that?
It appears that to facilitate these trials, they made wider use of mefloquine than they otherwise would have.
Are you suggesting that soldiers were used as guinea pigs for a drug company?
Well, unfortunately, there is a long history of military populations being viewed as convenient populations in whom to test drugs of this kind.
But at the time of the deployment to East Timor, is it your view that the Australian military should have known by then that this was a dangerous drug and not to have distributed it?
Yes, I do believe that's correct. There was certainly enough information in the literature at the time of the East Timor trials for the military to have known that its use would have been associated with an unacceptable risk of side effects.
And would it be your view that those that would have known or should have known include the Australian Malaria Institute?
Oh, yes. The Australian Malaria Institute, I think, is very much responsible for the questionable use of mefloquine in this context. They were the ones seemingly to collaborate with the drug company sponsoring the trial and with the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. They, in essence, volunteered the ADF personnel for this trial. Had they not sought to advance this trial, many thousands could have been spared this unnecessary exposure.
Is it your view that the drug company needed the Australian Army's cohort in these trials in order to try and establish some credentials around the drug?
It's very difficult to find a suitable population in which one can rapidly test prophylactic anti-malarial drugs. Military cohorts are viewed as a very useful opportunity for drug companies and for militaries to quickly get the necessary subject numbers.
And those trials conducted by the AMI, in your professional opinion, how reliable are the data results?
I do think that testing these drugs in military settings, where there's often quite a bit of stigma for reporting symptoms of this type, I think these introduce a very severe systematic bias that does threaten the safety of the public because they're led to believe the drugs are much safer than they actually are.
So you believe that some of the soldiers who took the drug downplayed it to keep their jobs?
Oh, absolutely. I think soldiers understand that if they report side effects from their anti-malarial drugs, they're often, at best, not taken seriously. And at worst, as we've seen recently, they can often face punitive or disciplinary action for insisting on proper medical care.
And the Army Malaria Institute, do you think they too downplayed in their findings those dangers?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Their interpretation of the study is in black and white. It's in their published reports. And they very clearly do not consider the drug to share the dangers of other drugs of the class. Tafeniquin belongs to a class of drug that was known 70 years ago to be neurotoxic and to cause, in some cases, permanent brainstem injury. But the researchers at AMI, who either knew or ought to have known of this, did not mention these concerns in the paper. These are, in many cases, soldiers in the prime of their life and in the prime of health who are disabled permanently as a result of the toxicity of this class of drug. And so it is a very great betrayal not only to experience that, but then to have these injuries denied by the military and for a while, at least until recently, denied by the drug regulators who should have been keeping them safe.
That's Dr. Remington Nevin, a former U.S. Army doctor and specialist in the lasting neurologic and mental health effects of Mefloquine. In a statement, the ADF has defended its use of Mefloquine. It stands by the results of the clinical trials questioned there by Dr. Nevin and others. The ADF says that the officer in charge of medications such as Mefloquine is the Surgeon General, but declined our request for an interview. The ADF also declined our request to speak to the head of the Army Malaria Institute that carried out that study.